The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, today's gospel reading cites within me that book by Bertrand Russell called Why I Am Not a Christian. And when I was a very young man, I was reading this book. And somebody had sort of shoved it in front of me, and I thought, well, you know, let's see what the atheist has to say. And of course, I was not at that time, you know, learned in many of these subjects. And so, you know, I sort of was reading this book, and it begins, you know, one of the key reasons he says, I'm not a Christian, he says, you know, look at what Jesus did to those Gerasene swine. Why? He cast them out of that man, and they went into the pigs, and the pigs rushed down into the sea and were drowned. What had the pigs done to Jesus? And then he goes on to say, well, what did that fig tree? He cursed the fig tree, and what did that fig tree do to, you know, to Jesus? I mean, why did he curse it? And why did he tip over? Why? What is he, just some angry nut? You know, why does he tip over the tables in the temple area and so forth and so on? He says, this is why I can't be a Christian. Well, here I am as a young man of about 18, and I'm thinking to myself, is this the best you can do? Literally, I mean, I just thought, hey, I can respond maybe to this. You know, this is not some great argument that, you know, requires a genius to respond to. Even, you know, Spitzer can do it at 18. And of course, there's a very good reason for all of this, which Bertrand Russell hadn't bothered to look into. Never bothered to do one single bit of hermeneutics, which is, of course, the science of interpreting an historical text. He just hadn't done anything in the area of ancient interpretation of texts. And so, why did Jesus do these? Well, we all know the reason, you know, that Jesus sends the spirits into the swine, because swine are animals, and of course the human being needed to be liberated, and legion has to be put into the pigs, and that's the way it goes. You know, pigs are expendable, human beings are not. But the second thing is less clear. Why did Jesus curse the fig tree? What was that all about? And why is that so close to this incident about the tipping over the tables, the money changers' tables in the temple? Why is that? It's what's called a prophetic judgment against the temple administration that's going on in Jerusalem. Jesus goes up to Jerusalem, and he, first of all, is going to render judgment against the temple administration. And so Jesus does it just like a prophet. He goes right up to that temple, right? And he just says, well, of course, we didn't get the end of this. You know, the stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. But the key thing to remember, right, is that Jesus tips over those tables. And what's his point? His point is that the temple is going to be destroyed. And indeed, it is destroyed in 70 AD. And why is he tipping over these tables to portray the destruction of the temple and so forth? Two reasons. The first is the temple administration is corrupt and God means to correct it. This was supposed to be a method for the people to get to God, and you're turning it into a den of thieves. God means to correct it. So he's not going to correct it just by this action. He's making a prophetic judgment. It's really going to be corrected. And of course, we get the rejoinder that we don't hear in today's gospel. But of course, right away the Pharisees are going to ask, "Oh, so you're going to destroy this temple, huh? Where are we going to, who are you?" And Jesus says, "You destroy this temple, I'll rebuild it in 3 days." John interprets this, of course, as the temple of his body, right? This is going to happen. But what Jesus is doing is saying there's not going to be an earthly temple anymore that's in one place and one time. There's going to be a universal temple, and the universal temple is my body. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to become the ground of the mystical body of Christ, which will be the universal temple for all time, for all peoples, from every nation, everywhere. And not only that, my temple will not be one that is subject to the corruption, subject to the fallacy, right, of human beings. Yes, the church that I will build through it will have its problems, no doubt. But at the end of the day, the substrate, as it were, the body through which we're all going to be unified is my own risen body, which will give life to the world as the vine gives life to the branches. Why the fig tree? Again, it's a prophetic gesture, which obviously Bertrand Russell didn't even know about. But of course, what did the prophets do? They symbolized what was going to happen. The fig tree was no longer producing fruit. The temple administration, the temple in Jerusalem is no longer producing fruit. And Jesus, of course, says, here's what's going to happen when you no longer produce fruit. What's going to happen is you're going to wither up and die. And prophets just typically said, like this. And of course, Peter comes back and goes, you know, look, this tree withered up. And of course, you get the point. Like the temple, it's going to be replaced with something new, with new fruit, with a new vine, with a new body that will not only be universal, but it will be perfect and specifically perfect in its love. And that's what we are destined for today. We're destined for every day as we celebrate our Holy Eucharist together in the Catholic Church that is sewn together through Christ's body and through that the Eucharist that, of course, is that real presence of his body to nourish us. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.